The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
To space we go. The final frontier. Where we recently just had a spacewalk we were telling you about.
Yeah, to change batteries or something, right?
Yeah. Now NASA has announced another challenge they need our help for.
Yeah, it's not every day we get two NASA stories in a row. The agency is, of course, has been planning a return to the moon. In anticipation of that, they've launched a new competition to solve one of the biggest obstacles for astronauts.
Oh, gosh. What is that, like breathing in outer space?
All right.
I mean, when you think of biggest obstacles plaguing or challenging astronauts...
There's a lot of things.
Like... I mean, pressurizing the spaceship, the cabin pressure, the food. Yeah.
Are we designing new space food?
Something?
What's happening?
Let's figure this out.
How to poop in space.
Ah, I'm sorry, did she just say...
That's what it was. Yeah.
What I think she said?
It was, again...
How to poop in space.
Yes.
How to poop it is in space?
The Lunar Loo Challenge. As you know, loo is a term...
For toilet
in Britain.
Are we designing a toilet for space?
We are designing a toilet for space.
The Lunar Loo Challenge is calling on brilliant minds to design a space toilet.
Yep. We need to design a space toilet for these astronauts.
Oh my God.
That can, among other things, flush 500 grams of diarrhea.
Oh my gosh! Oh, God, that
Kelly,
got aggressive.
Kelly,
and
can
graphic.
Hang on a second.
Uh-uh.
Can you get. No. I need a conversion.
No.
I need a conversion.
I don't.
Because this is obviously a British news report that we're listening to.
So their measurement scale is different.
500 grams. What does that equal in, like, American conversion?
What does.
Like, in cups. Give it to me in cups.
500 grams.
Yeah, isn't that what
you
said?
Do you want cups or pounds?
Yeah, let's say cups.
That can, among other things, flush 500 grams of diarrhea. It has to be quiet, it has to be easy to clean, and it has to accommodate the waste of two astronauts for a fortnight.
For a fortnight.
2.11 cups.
Oh. All right, so just a little under 2.5 cups.
I have a vision in my head I'm upset about. I'm upset about it. I'm upset.
As this website notes, Apollo-era astronauts famously hated their toilet system, which was basically a plastic bag stuck to their butts.
Okay. Yep. Yep. They did.
The way we went to the moon in Apollo, it just was not tenable to the astronaut to go through the Apollo bag scenario. Again, there's suction involved or getting a good seal with your butt. For a going number two.
Yeah.
So it's not just sitting on a toilet and going. There's, you know, straps and harnesses.
Straps and harnesses. Wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is kind of amazing.
I feel as though, isn't the bigger issue the flushing system? Like, where are you sending it?
I don't know.
Like, I think that's above my pay grade.
I think they're just searching for any sort of place.
I didn't think about the fact that you have to seal your butt because you can't let space air in your suit.
No.
From any entry point.
Even in the spaceship where you don't have to be in a suit.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It floats, right?
It does.
You don't want it floating out of the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
A, it's NASA, and B, it's about bathrooms, toilets, or poop, and those are very attractive to a lot of people because it's like maybe we can think of something even if we don't know about space. You know, it's very open kind of challenge.
Is he saying that there are people out there that really love poo challenges?
Well, this is what it is.
Okay.
It's NASA's poo challenge.
Okay. Oh,
so they've started a crowdsourcing effort to encourage inventors to invent a toilet that will work in the gravity-challenged atmosphere of the moon.
That is... Now, are they going to put the space toilet on the surface of the moon? Are we creating outhouses on the moon?
Yeah, that is a great question, Kelly.
I just need to know where they want this technology to live.
Okay,
to reside. Because the picture on the video,
we're gonna post,
is a space guy sitting on toilet on the moon looking at his phone.
Yeah.
Scrolling his phone. Is he scrolling his phone?
Because what else are you going to do when you're on the space toilet?
Yeah, you're
right. All
right,
so we're going to tweet out the link where you can maybe help design a space toilet for NASA.
I feel like Robert Hassenpepper would have some amazing ideas, would he not?
He probably would.
Just came up with a beeper.
There you are.
Yeah.
Space toilets!
Wow. That was aggressive.